evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti, my lovely co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How's everybody?
She got the creeping crud tonight. She who is never ill.
Right. She who speaks about never being ill has to eat her, words.
Oh, it's good for all of us. It creates a little humility.
It's a cleansing.
Yes. Well, that's pretty much it. After you handed me the lovely compliment about sounding like me.
I'm trying really hard to do that.
Okay. Very funny. All right. Tonight's show is on dominion. And I'm really excited about this show because there are lots of amazing things going on right now, and it's what an incredible time. I am just having such an extraordinary time. I mean, from moment to moment to moment to moment. Even though I'm complaining and I am wearing socks, everyone, this is Jackie, who would never be caught dead wearing socks anywhere, except in my tennis shoes when I walk or go to the gym. But I have never had or experienced what is happening right now, and it is so beautiful that it was really important to do this show tonight on Dominion for everybody. And Dominion really is the power to rule, and so, you know, it gets a little misconstrued. Whereas my perspective on dominion is to walk through all experience with a sense of knowing that everything is a construct of your consciousness and can change in a moment, and being so aware of that that you can actually choose to live in love. And I have to tell you, I mean, if this is where we're going, I'm so damned excited I can't see straight. You know, and to think for all that time I didn't want to stay on the earth. Have you been experiencing this, dear Ronnie?
Yeah. I was at a workshop all weekend. I went to the Reconnection.
Mm-hmm.
And it was absolutely, I was sick, and a lot of people were just really loving. Nobody was, it was just very, very precious. So I guess I am. I just got back. It was a four-day thing.
I'm experiencing this everywhere I go, everybody I talk to. I have never experienced so much love, so much appreciation, so much acknowledgement. And, I mean, it hasn't really mattered where I've gone or what I've done. There has been this, I'm kind of speechless about it all because I've just never had this sense of, and maybe because I'm in this state of love, it's all reflecting back to me, and I have to assume that that's the reason, because it's just so stunning and so beautiful and so warm and loving. And of course, this is Las Vegas, which can tend to be a little edgy. But my experience has been anything but that. It has been beautiful, loving, acknowledging. Even places like where I go to get my nails done, I've been going there for years. And the men that work there came outside and were talking to me about their personal lives and asking for insights and so on. This was, you know, and they're Vietnamese, and I was like, wow. And, I mean, getting into some really deep things. And I was with some people last night at a place called the Sterling Club, which is kind of a very she-she kind of place, but the people are like 100 years old. It's really quite lovely, but it's very, very interesting, and we went there for someone who was doing a showing of something, and And this woman said, you know, I wear lots of fuzzy things to make me feel loving and, you know, untouchable. And she said, you don't need to do any of that because the love just radiates from you. And I thought, wow, because, you know, I've always kind of thought of myself as a little crusty.
That doesn't mean you don't radiate love.
I'm sorry?
That doesn't mean you don't radiate love.
I know, but I mean, it was so, so precious. So I have to share, you know, a couple of things that have come up with people that last night while I was standing out on the deck at the Sterling Club, this voice came in, as they always do, and, you know, just kind of periodically they'll drop something major in. And they said, and I was looking out kind of over Las Vegas, and they said, love everything and judge nothing. And I was in such a state of joy anyway that I just, that kind of went through every cell of my body. Love everything and judge nothing. And, you know, I played with that ever since yesterday evening. I've been going over that in my mind. You know, how does that apply in our lives? You know, and if you were in that state all the time, how would it change everything you do? Well, it changes it dramatically. To love everything and judge nothing. It doesn't mean you don't use discernment, you know. I mean, you don't run into a convenience store if it's being robbed. But, you know, that's called discernment. But if you were able to hold that vibration and frequency of loving everything and judging nothing, how extraordinary could your life be? Because everything is a reflection back to you, everything. And I just kept thinking, oh, my God, how beautiful is that? Then as I was going to sleep last night, I flipped on Larry King for a moment, and he said something so profound, and I thought, and I don't normally watch Larry King, so I was so thrilled. And he said, when you speak, you learn nothing. And I was like, oh, my word. And they were, this came up as a result. It was a discussion about his interviewing skills, and it was Judge Judy Scheinlin, and she, I believe I'm saying her name properly. It's close. And she was talking about the fact that she and Larry didn't agree on a lot of things, but that as an interviewer, he was always superb because he, even though people had differing opinions, he always allowed people to speak their truth and so on without commenting, and this was his retort, and I just thought, that's one of the most profound things I've ever heard. It's not like we don't kind of know that, but to hear somebody say it really struck me deeply.
I think he's really an interesting soul. Sometimes I watch him just for that reason.
He is an interesting soul. And yeah. Then, dear Natalia... yes, and which he's going to be sorely missed, by the way. I really believe that with all my heart. Has been having some visits from some interesting beings, and they were talking to her about the fact that Christ wasn't perfect. And I said, well, no, of course not. I said, he had a temper. He was very passionate. You know, he was very charismatic. He was very different than he's been portrayed, you know, throughout history. And so what they said to her was that in your imperfection is your perfection, because she had spent her whole life striving for perfection. And I thought that it was such a brilliant statement, in your imperfection is your perfection, that we don't have to strive for perfection, but we have to love our imperfection. So this has been kind of my week for these profound statements to be coming in, whether through me or through somebody else, didn't matter. I'm just thinking, aren't these profound? Don't you love that one?
I do. That's lovely. It's wonderful. That really helps with the love and not judging, too.
I think so as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we can accept our own imperfection, our tendency to judge anything or anyone else dissipates dramatically. And the only reason that I think that we're so quick to judge others is because we're always feeling that we don't measure up at some level.
Right, it's always, you know, afraid, yeah.
Yeah, human nature is to make something else less so that you feel more. When, and of course, I have to say that religion is so much behind this, this whole concept of striving for perfection, because they held up, again, this one that came through Natalia, this whole image of Christ and Mother Mary being perfect. It was Mary Magdalene was imperfect, but Christ and Mother Mary were perfect. And what they were was unachievable to humans. And so when I look back at it, I always think, you know, that that is the ultimate carrot that's been held up to people. You know, if you look at the priesthood and nunneries and so on, you know, they were always striving for some level of perfection, some level of being able to get close to God, as though God was expecting you to be perfect in order to be lovable. So I just thought these were, it was such a fascinating week to me.
Sounds wonderful.
It has been, and I've never been this visible. I've always felt I had this kind of shield up, and lately it's like, wow. I'm just like, wow. I mean, this is the time to be out there, I guess. I guess it's my time to move out into the world, as it is for you.
Yeah, and, I think so.
Very definitely. And so I wanted to share a couple of other experiences that people had had. These notes are scribbled on a piece of paper because I've been so busy. I haven't even had time to sit down and try to write anything because between the phones and different things going on, it's the other thing I wanted to say to people, and this is so important, people are having this uncontrollable urge to clean out, clean up, rearrange. People are moving or completely shifting their home environment. I know I'm having this overwhelming need to rearrange things in my home and to shift the energy in my home, moving things out of old energy that is not matching. And I'm finding this absolutely fascinating because as I've talked to different people, they are going through very similar experiences. And some of them have been doing it for weeks where they've been cleaning out, cleaning out, cleaning out, cleaning out. Have you been experiencing this, Veronica?
Not at all. What's happening is we've been traveling. So I guess it's cleaning out the dust in our shoes or something, you know. And I keep thinking that it would be nice to, I do feel like it, I've been saying this for a few months, poor Bob. We really need to get rid of a lot of stuff, but I just haven't had the time. I just am not focused.
No, you've been very focused on so much that you're doing, honey.
And we're doing a lot of good things, though, but it's a variety, and how to do my work differently, that's also been a big change. So, you know, it's maybe it's the same thing, only it's applied in a different direction.
What does that mean?
Instead of cleaning out, sorting out my house and things that aren't matching the energy anymore,
You're changing the way you do your work.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Work.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of change going on, a lot of rearrangement.
I think
I have got the dishes done.
Oh, God bless you. You're so cute. Okay, so I want to talk about a couple of experiences that people have had, which I found to be absolutely fascinating as it relates to dominion and also to the opening of the Stargate, which, by the way, before we get there, this wonderful thing that happened in California, I am still giggling. I don't know if anybody had a chance to see John Stewart do his whole take on what nobody has been able to define at this point, what came out of the ocean and streaked across the California skies. You know, was it a rocket? Was it a plane? Was it a this? Was it a, I mean, no one is able to determine what it is. And you know, this is very typical of something that would happen from, I'll say, the team in this case, to be doing things at this point that are going to make people really question what is it. And you
well, what happened? I don't even know what happened.
Oh, there was some form of a rocket or something. Nobody's really certain. That came out of the ocean, streaked across the California skies, and went off into the sunset. It was across an orange
gosh.
Sky.
When
and
was
no
that?
One.
That's exciting.
Yeah, no one knows what it is. No government agency, no congressman, no senator.
Wow.
And they've had scientists on speculating. They've had everything, and no one can come up with an answer.
Hmm.
Now, this was caught on film, so if you go onto your computer and search, you know, rocket over California skies, it'll come up, and you can see it on YouTube. It's, or because there'll be newscasts that have actually have it filmed.
Hmm.
And the speculation is all over the map. But again, you know, I'm getting these big giggles because there are underground bases. There are bases in mountains. You know, there are bases under the earth. There are bases everywhere. And what I'm not talking about military bases. I'm talking about extraterrestrial bases. And this is why I'm laughing. So, now, because nobody is fessing up to this at all. And so there's a tremendous amount of speculation, which is also wonderful because it puts a lot of questioning out there. And I'm always up for that. People are wanting to know what was that. And it allows, because nobody has been able to define or own up to it.
When did it happen, Jackie?
The last couple of days.
Wow.
So, do look it up. You'll have a good time with it.
I
will. Dear Laura was walking up in the mountains, which she loves to do, and she lives up in the Newberry Park area. So she used to run the mountains, but she's, you know, been a little restricted lately. And, you know, the weather's cool right now, so she wasn't expecting to run into anything. She ran into a black rattlesnake with yellow on it. Now, this is not something you would normally see, A, this time of year, because they don't usually come down low in this weather. She has never seen one that looked like this. And, of course, as soon as she ran upon it, it went into strike mode. And, you know, it was hissing and with the tongue out and the rattler going. And so immediately, once you kind of, you know, because you always kind of go into a shock mode when something like that happens, she started flooding it with love. And she kept getting this sensing that they both had scared one another. But again, I found it very, very interesting that she would run into a black rattler, which I personally have never heard of in that location of California with yellow. And I had the sense that this was a very dangerous rattler. This was not one that you would normally encounter. And she started backing up slowly. And, of course, they have a strike distance of the height of a human body. So, I mean, it could have struck her at any moment. But she kept flooding it with love. And as she was slowly, very slowly backing up, it finally settled down and then went off.
Wow.
And that, to me, is dominion. That is dominion. I had another one, and this was a session I did this afternoon, and this was lovely Patricia, who was at the intensive. And, you know, for those who don't know, we did some wonderful healing work with the reptilians. And she's had the experience every morning of actually being able to look at the opening of the Stargate and seeing all the beings. She said, I don't know if they're just waiting there for us or what they're doing, but there's just so many. She had a reptilian pop into her home.
Oh, wow.
stood in front of her. Now, she would not know this. This is what I found so fascinating. But the reptilian took her hands. And at first she looked at it and she said she didn't know whether to love it or to be afraid of it. You know, to get crusty. But she decided to flood it with love. And that's when it took her hands. And she said they left. They went somewhere. But she had this overwhelming sense of love. And then she finally popped back in and boom, it took off. And she said she slept like a baby, but it was so beautiful. Now, Barbara Lamb, who's done a tremendous amount of work with reptilians and doing regressions with people who've had reptilian abductions. Barbara Lamb is very well known. She was a good friend of Dr. John Max. I have a lot of respect for Barbara. And Barbara told the story of this exact same thing. She was walking across her living room. This reptilian popped in and said to her, because you're doing work with us, we thought it was time for you to know who we are. And took both of her hands, or one of her hands, maybe, and immediately showed her where they were on this planet, and it was getting ready to implode, and how they all linked consciousness out of love as this kind of this, you know, like the, I don't know what you would call it, when it, from like an atomic bomb or whatever as it comes at you. And as they prepared for this to hit and them all to be killed. But she saw their courage and their commitment to one another. She was just so struck by it. But, I mean, she was out. But she was there in the experience with them and then came back. So this was identical to that. Now, Patricia would never have, you know, seen anything where this happened. She didn't even know who Barbara Lamb was. But I thought that this was a beautiful experience, one I'm very, very grateful for, that we're now opening the door to having positive interchange. Now, interestingly enough, this being came in with red eyes. And some people feel very threatened when they see a reptilian with red eyes. What was so beautiful is that the experience was totally loving.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, and to me, that just, it went all the way through me, because that says that the work that we did really did have an impact. And the fact that they're reaching out to us, and I've been feeling them around, so I do know that this is something very, very positive. And I think this is why this message that I got, which was to love everything and judge nothing, came in. That, you know, if there was anything I learned out of the intensive myself, out of opening the Stargate, was that. Was to love everything and judge nothing. That one makes me cry. Wow. Mm-hmm. And for that, I'm so grateful. But I also recognize that it certainly has changed my life. So I want to talk about dominion, because this is so important. And I've seen so many side, you know, the pieces of this, that, of course, another one. I was on the phone with Natalia the other morning, and she so wanted to see a bluebird. And she was, you know, telling Natalia, I really want to see a bluebird. I really want to see a bluebird. And she went in, she was getting ready, and she heard this chirping and came out. Now, mind you, this is New York, and it's cold there. And there was a bluebird on her stoop. Mm-hmm. And she was so excited, she was jumping up and down. Well, the next day I'm talking to her on the phone, the bluebird came back. She went downstairs to go to the subway. And, of course, she's been trying to sell her apartment in New York. And there was a woman sitting outside the building who called her over, hailed her over, and said, what do you think about living in that building? Are you happy there? And Natalia said, oh, I'm very happy, but I'm moving to Nevada. and are you looking for a place? And she said, yes. She gave her realtor's name. So I wrote her, you know, I texted her back, and I said, bluebirds are always the precursors of something joyful and happy. So again, more dominion. And when we can look at every experience as that, what I've been noticing is that anything and everything I have been putting my focus on, it has manifested so elegantly that I'm like, oh my God. You know, you almost feel like you're cheating. And, you know, I looked everywhere for some chairs to match my kitchen eating area table that I'd ordered, and I wanted something very different, and I know what I had in my mind. And I even went to the Furniture Mart, which is, it's so huge, you can't even imagine. They've just opened it to the public. It's three buildings that are like 10 stories each. And the team kept popping in and saying, you know, go to this place, go to this place. I'm like, yeah, yeah, right, right. So finally, Sunday, I went to go look at someplace that was closed because, of course, daylight savings, I had the wrong time. And I didn't realize, you know, I hadn't tied it to when things open. And so I thought, well, I'm going to fly over to that side of town, let's see. And I walked in, and the man that runs the place is a designer, and so we went in his office, and we're looking at chairs, and I know him, and he was saying, well, and he's done work for a lot of people I know. And so we came out of his office, and there was the chair I wanted, sitting right there. And, I mean, it's so unusual, and I just was like, oh, my word. And it was so inexpensive. I was like, I do not believe this. And it was so comfortable, and that's what I wanted, was something comfortable and unique. And I was so thrilled. Now, we have to put lifts on it, you know, like you put in shoes for short people. But I don't care. And but I was so excited. And, you know, and then we chatted, and he would come over to the house and help me because I need another eye now because I have so much stuff. And I'm wanting to move a lot of things out and so I can bring the beautiful pieces I have, you know, into focus. And I just can't do it on my own because it's so hard for me to part with anything. And because there's a story behind everything in my house. And, you know, the couch is a gift from the universe. You know, it was on a curb and on and on and on. You know, I mean, it's very hard for me to part with these things because I was like, oh, you know. So, I mean, and there were just story after story after story like this of just, anything and everything I've needed has just, even with the computer and everything, I have never felt so totally, completely supported and loved. It's an extraordinary time, and I want to say to everyone, dominion is really understanding who you are, and that out of that love, okay, out of holding your focusing your attention in that state of understanding that you came here not to dominate anything, but in a state of dominion, which means that you understand that you can walk with elegance, and the world can bring to you anything and everything you need. But there, it's a state of being. And I'm really going to let the team talk about this because I think that they're going to be a lot more eloquent than I can be. And Ronnie, I certainly hope you feel better, honey.
I'm almost better now. I was sick a few days ago. I'm pretty good. Thank you.
Bless your heart. Well, I know you're working very, very hard.
I am, but things are going very well. We're having certain kind of dominion ourselves here.
Yes, you are, aren't you?
Yes.
And you're getting ready to air your program in what, December?
Yes, yes. I think we're going to copy it and send you a copy.
I can hardly wait to see this. I'm so thrilled. And the team will be thrilled as well. So,
great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Welcome, everyone. And to you, Veronica, dear, as well.
Thank you, and to you.
And your little episode you're having right now is a call to you to slow down a little bit, dear one.
Okay. I'll do that.
Yes, you need to slow down a little bit. All right.
Thank you.
Take some time to rest. This is loving yourself. All right?
Yes.
And, you know, we have to constantly talk to the channel about this to be more loving to herself as well. Unfortunately, she's a little bit harder to put down. So
it's hard when you're interested in so much, you know.
Yes, we know. We know that so much is happening on your planet. It's so exciting. Doors are swinging wide open, finally. Finally.
Finally.
The tethers are being untethered, aren't they?
Yes.
Feeling untethered, finally?
Yes, actually, yes. A lot of things are going very well.
That's exactly right. Now, we want to address all of you about this sensing that finally the possibility that you're going to be untethered. For many of you have felt as though you're being held back, held down, things haven't been flowing, not knowing what you're here to do. For others, a sense of, yes, new jobs, moving to new places, things coming in right and left. And they will for all of you people. Remember, stay out of fear, stay out of victim. And please don't go to this, you know, I don't want to be left behind. No one can be left behind. There is no such thing. Please remember this. Now, you know, we could give you all the tools of reality creation here again. But your state of being, your state of, and we will say expectation, because in a way, all right, when you open your eyes in the morning and you expect the day to be glorious and wonderful, well, you're setting the energies, aren't you? Because who's creating that day? You are. No one else is creating that day for you. You're creating it. Now, you know, we have to put this squarely back in your laps. Well, what about this and what about... Well, how much of that are you going to take in? How much of the news, how much of the fear? Are you going to make yourself subject to? Well, how can I not be subject to it? It's going on. This is dominion, dear ones. Where you choose, where you know that you can have a totally different experience. Because you choose it. Because you're aligning vibrationally to something wonderful. Well, how do I get there? It's all you. It's all you. It's not anybody else. It's your vibration, your frequency, the amount of love that you can hold, that you can give to yourself. So many of you don't love yourselves. You know, the statements that the channel read at the beginning here, very, very good. We want to chat about those a moment. To love everything and judge nothing. All right? That would be a statement that your Buddha would make, isn't it, Veronica?
Yes, it is.
All right. That's a statement of enlightenment. Because in an enlightened state, that's what you do. Love everything and judge nothing. Well, how can I love the atrocities and the way that people are mishandling things and the way they're treating the earth and the animals and the... Do you think that by judging them, you're going to change for the positive anything that's going on? Do you understand what we're saying, Veronica?
Yes, I do.
Right.
There's a flow, isn't there, from all of us?
Exactly. If
that's
all of
contagious,
you...
contagious, really.
That's exactly right. And it doesn't take that many of you. We want you to be clear with this. It doesn't take that many of you to join together to create your own collective agreement. And we'll let you play with that. That's a big one. But individually, your experience can be lovely, regardless of what the media tries to tell you is happening on your planet. Now, for some of you, this can bring up guilt that you're having such a wonderful time and others are suffering. And we would highly recommend, Lazarus has a tape out called Ending Guilt. These are very basic tools, they're brilliant tools. They were all created together, ending guilt and self-esteem and I deserve all of these. We would say critical tools for all of you. And it's Lazarus, LazarisIS.com, ending guilt. Because this will be something that you will deal with, people. Now
sometimes
we know.
Sometimes it helps to think of how we've all been taught that the subjective reality is different from one to another. Sometimes that gives me consolation, you know.
Well, we've talked about that a lot, haven't we?
Yes.
And yes, it is absolutely true. But again, the guilt aspect of it, for some people it will come up. Especially if there are those close to them that are having troubling times. It will bring up guilt in terms of being uncomfortable sharing all the good things that are happening for you. Do you understand?
Yes, I sure do.
All right. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. Because guilt is not a real emotion. It's a manipulation. And that's why it's very important that you understand guilt and deal with it.
But it
so
seems
that it
that
doesn't...
Sorry,
go ahead.
I was just thinking that compassion, you know, would be better than guilt, wouldn't it?
Well, you mean in terms of how you feel about others?
Yes.
Compassion is fine, but we would say go straight to love. To love them unconditionally as they make their choices for their experience. You have to be careful with compassion. Not that it's not a good energy, but it can get twisted. It's one that can trip you up.
You mean like go into pity or something?
Absolutely.
Mm.
And then it gets twisted as soon as you go to pity. So, of course, course you all have compassion for people who suffer and have hard times. That goes without saying. But to be of service to those people is to send them love, as much love as you possibly can. Do you understand the difference, Veronica?
Yes,
does that
I do.
Make sense? Because
yes.
Compassion is what you choose to feel. Does that help them? No. Does love help them? Yes. Do you see the difference?
Yes, it lifts them, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. It lifts them. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, without judging, this is the trip up here. There was a lot of judging with Katrina, wasn't there?
Yes.
All right. And so that energy got very, very twisted, and that's why everything kind of got shoved under the rug, didn't it?
Sure did, didn't it? It was confusing.
Yeah, yes, it did. Yes, it did. And again, we don't want to, because we're really talking about not judging, but we want you to understand that the information you get is very controlled, all right? Not only as an American, but as a species. Therefore, in order to be of the greatest service to everyone on the planet, to send as much unconditional love as possible, as you said. It lives, and it does. It is healing. It is powerful, and it's going to be more powerful coming from you now than ever before. In the past, many of you felt somewhat impotent. Oh, send love. Well, how am I going to change their lives? How am I going to make it any better for them? Just little old me sending love. When you're in a state of dominion, you understand the power that that love has, and that you can change things for people by flooding them with love. Not because you want to change them, but because the love comes in and they can use it in a different way. It raises frequency, doesn't it? It raises resonance, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so in that energy, that raised frequency, outcomes can change. Now, subjective reality, of course. But your view of reality, and then as time goes on, you're going to find more and more and more just how subjective reality is. But what does it do for you when you send that kind of love, Veronica?
Well, it lifts and expands. It's a contagion, really. It lifts and expands me as well.
Of course it does.
Mm.
Of course it does. So in your giving is your receiving, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yes.
Because I was just thinking, when you mentioned Katrina, I was just thinking, even when we judge ourselves, then we create huge conflicts way down deep inside, and we hide lots of things. We create lots of confusion in ourselves. So whether it's a big community or just one person, it's the same problem, really, isn't it?
It is the same problem.
Mm.
And this is another reason when you talk about compassion. This is where the other twist comes in. That you have to be very, very careful that you don't drop down into judgment, because the trip from compassion to judgment, the distance is very short. Well, who's responsible? Because as humans, it's your nature to blame.
Darn.
All right, you're going to find somebody to blame. And then, you know, you stub a toe. What do you want to do? Blame somebody, don't you?
Yeah. Whose fault was that?
Right. Who put that chair there? Who put that table there?
Hmm.
Who put that shoe there that I tripped over? When something happens to your car, your home, your nature is to blame, to look for someone to pin it on. It's their fault. Look at what they've done.
Came from generations of powerlessness, didn't it?
Yes, of course it did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and more. And more. Mm-hmm. There's more to it than that. But yes, that is a piece of it, death, most definitely. Now, dominion. You can choose in a state of dominion for every day to be beautiful, every day to be exciting, every day to be rewarding. And you don't even have to do that as long as you can hold the resonance. And we're getting reports back from people all over who awaken in the morning, and as they look out, everything is brighter. They're having being in a state of joy for no particular reason. A sense of joy, a sense of love, a sense of being loving, a sense of gratitude for the beauty they're surrounded by, regardless of whether it's beautiful in every eye or not. A sense of wanting to express gratitude for everything, including to Earth and to the universe. Recognizing that somehow you've come out the other side. A very long tunnel.
It sure is.
A very long tunnel for most of us. It's out that way. And a sense of excitement. A sense of knowing that your lives are about to change in dramatic ways. Can't put your fingers on it. But you know it, you feel it, you sense it. And standing in that energy, being careful not to jump into, happens for everybody but me. Oh, goodness, don't throw this away, people. Because being in a state of dominion, you recognize that you can change everything, including outcomes. This is not about the universe being selectively loving. Well, let's reward this one and this one, or we'll skip that one, but let's do this one and this one and this one. No. Absolutely not. A goal for all of you is for you to become empowered, to remember who you are. You see, what we did see with the people that participated in the opening of the Stargate, they had a sense of accomplishment, a participation in something that was so exciting, so beautiful, so wondrous. Now, was that the catalyst to change them all, to make them feel more? Not better than, more. To love themselves more, to give themselves more dominion. This is not about earning dominion. It is a choice. However, for those that participated, they touched something very incredible, and they know it. Different people responded to different parts of it. Some to Andromeda, some to the Pleiades, some to Sirius, some to the Federation. Some to God, Goddess, all that is, and the beautiful peace that came through from them. You are all far more important than you realize. And what you do has greater impact than you can possibly imagine. You've got to stop playing small people. It doesn't suit you anymore. You don't have to be afraid of failing. Part of playing small is, well, if I stay small, I can't fail. I'll just stay mediocre. It's easier. I don't have to reach outside of my little comfort zone. But that comfort zone's getting pretty uncomfortable for many people. But when you can venture outside of your door, in that state of dominion, feeling love for self, feeling loved by the universe, feeling loved by your guides, finally allowing all that in, expecting your day to go beautifully, your drive to the market or wherever the dry cleaners, encountering every person, wanting to share that love with them, wanting to touch them in some way. Not to prove anything, just because it's in you, you see. Bubbling out, wanting to share that. And as you do it, it will become more and more natural. You will recognize this as a natural way of being. Something you forgot a very long time ago. For many of you, afraid to ever believe it was possible again. Oh, you theorized about it, but to experience that if it went away, I would be devastated. Still a human issue.
We just have 2 minutes left.
Oh, all right. Veronica, talk about your shows, dear.
Okay, on 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, we're having Galexis. And you know Galexis very
dear
well.
Galexis, yes, we do.
Yes, we've been doing a series, but there's been a huge break couple of months in there, so I'm excited to have them on.
Wonderful.
And then next week, I'm not sure, but I think we'll still work on identity. I'm not sure, but Radiance by Design is at 7 o'clock. And then there's you again at 8 o'clock Thursday.
Wonderful. All right, Veronica, well, let us quickly just say to everyone, we would love to work with you tonight around dominion. That sense of safety on your planet. That the birds, the trees, the sun, the moon, the clouds, everything. That you could have dominion, not power over. There's a difference here. Not to feed your ego. But to work in communion with. A beautiful dance. And we would love to work with you on that tonight. If you would call us in. Know that we love you all, dear Veronica. We love you as well.
Thank you, and you.
We love you all. It is such a joy and a pleasure to be with all of you. We look forward to working with you in the dream state, if you so desire. And until we speak with all of you again in this format, namaste, dear ones.
Namaste.
Are we still on?
Yep.
Oh.
You're still on.
Okay. Well, I know they're going to yank us off any minute anyway. good night, everyone, a part of Veronica and I, are in each and every one of you, and a part of all of you are in us. It can be no other way, because we really are all one. Good night, everyone. We love you. Love you, Ronnie.
You too. Good night, everyone.
Good night.